Attorneys are suing the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles for what they say is discrimination. A new lawsuit alleges the agency has unfairly denied U.S. citizens and legal immigrant teenagers their driver's licenses or state IDs. The firm Advocates for Basic Legal Equality filed the class action suit in Columbus federal court this week. Current Bureau of Motor Vehicles policy requires a parent to co-sign a young person's driver's license or state ID application. Advocates for Basic Legal Equality staff attorney Emily Brown says the policy violates the rights of around 3,000 16 and 17-year-olds across the state.
There is no dispute that these kids have the same rights to a driver's license that any other 16-year-old would have. The problem is they're being prevented from being able to get their licenses because their parents can't be co-signers since their parents are undocumented.
The lawsuit is asking a court to allow other adults to co-sign a minor's application when the minor's parents are undocumented. A spokesperson for the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.